Villeneuve's Revenge was lumbering along after the smaller, more agile auxiliary craft, 3 kilometres away now. "We'll think about it," said the voice.
"Daddy," the girl in the background wailed. "Daddy, make them go away."
A woman shushed her, sounding fearful. "Don't think about it," Andre said. "Just do it." The channel went silent. "Bastards," Andre muttered. "Eric, put another blast through that capsule."
"If we kill them, they can't release the pods."
Andre scowled darkly.
"Scare them. Don't kill them."
Eric activated one of the starship's lasers. It was designed for close-range interception, the last layer of defense against the incoming combat wasps, powerful and highly accurate. He reduced the power level to 5% and lined it up on the front of the life support capsule. The infrared beam sliced a 40-centimeter circle out of the foam-covered hull. Steamy gas erupted out of the breach. Andre grunted at what he considered to be Eric's display of timidity and opened the intership channel again.
"Release the pods."
There was no answer. Eric couldn't hear the girl any more. Brendan guided the MSV around the rings of barrel-like cargo pods circling the crystal moon's midsection. He found the first pod containing microfusion generators and focused the MSV's external cameras on it. The latch clamps of the cradle it was lying in were closed solidly round the load pins. Sighing regretfully at the time and effort it would cost to cut the pod free, he engaged the MSV's altitude lock, keeping station above the pod, and datavized the Walder control computer to extend the arm. Droplets of molten metal squirted out where the cutting laser sliced through the clamps, a micrometeoric swarm glowing as if they were grazing an atmosphere.
"Something's happening," Bev Lennon reported.
The electronic sensors were showing him power circuits coming alive inside the crystal moon's life support capsule. Atmosphere was still spewing out of the lasered hole, unchecked.
"Hey!"
A circular section of the hull blew out. Eric's mind automatically directed the X-ray lasers towards the hole revealed by the crumpled sheet of metal as it twirled off towards the stars. A small craft rose out of the hole, ascending on a pillar of flame. Recognition was immediate. Lifeboat. It was a cone, 4 meters across at the base, 5 meters high, with a donut of equipment and tanks wrapped round the nose. Tarnished silver protective foam reflected distorted star specks. The lifeboat could sustain 6 people for a month in space, or jettison the equipment donut and land on a Terra-compatible planet. Cheaper than supplying the crew with zero-tau pods, and given that the mothership would only be operating in an inhabited star system, just as safe.
"Nailed. Now we will have to laser every latch clamp," Andre complained.
He could see that Brendan had cut loose half of the first pod. By his own timetable, they had 9 minutes left. It was going to be a close-run thing.
"Knock that bloody lifeboat out, Eric."
"No," Eric said calmly. The lifeboat had stopped accelerating. Its spent solid rocket booster was jettisoned.
"I gave you an order." "Piracy is one thing. I'm not being a party to slaughter. There are children on that lifeboat."
"He's right, Andre," Madeleine Colum said.
"Merde. All right, but once Brendan has those pods cut free, I want the crystal moon vaporized. That bloody captain has put our necks on the block by defying us. I want him ruined."
"Yes, Captain," Eric said. How typical, he thought. We can go in with lasers blazing, but if anyone fights back, that's unfair. When we get back to Tranquility, I'm going to take a great deal of unprofessional pride in having André Dusson committed to a penal planet. They made it with 45 seconds to spare. Brendan cut both cargo pods free and maneuvered them into the waiting cargo hold in the Villeneuve's Revenge. X-ray lasers started to chop at the crystal moon as the MSV docked with its own cradle to be drawn gingerly into the hangar bay. The remaining cargo pods were split open, spilling their wrecked contents out into the void. Structural spars melted, twisting as though they were being chewed. Tanks were punctured, creating a huge vapor cloud that chased outward, its fringes swirling round the retreating lifeboat.
The starship's hangar door slid shut. Combat sensors retreated back into the funereal hull. An evening horizon sprang up around the Villeneuve's Revenge. The starship shrank, vanished.